You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Study by researchers at the University of Otago's School of Medicine has found that school uniform prices have become a barrier to education for many school students across Aotearoa. While some secondary schools have uniforms priced in the $100 to $200 range, some can get as expensive as $2,000. The high prices force some families to take out loans or make sacrifices to afford education, while others are completely locked out of certain schools. To discuss the scale of the problem, the impact on students and families, and how school boards and the government can respond, I spoke to public health lecturer Dr. Johanna Rady. People will remember roughly the price of school uniforms from, you know, when they went to school, or perhaps if they know some other people, maybe they have kids who went to school. But right now, you know, what are those costs looking like?
So the research that we did looked at the secondary school context, which tends to be a bit more expensive than the primary context. We haven't done rigorous exploration of costs across the country. That's really tricky to do. But we know that a simple uniform for a secondary student might be somewhere between $80 and $200. The more expensive uniforms can be around the anywhere between $1,000 and $2,000, but that tends to be more in the private sector.
Wow, that's a lot of money. And what kind of items, I guess, are being involved in uniforms that are in that price range? You know, I'm assuming it's not just the classics of like shirt and pants and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So at the high end of costs, you're looking at seasonal uniform as part of the full and correct uniform, so summer and winter. You're looking at a lot of items that are monogrammed, blazers. You might have, say, a skirt or some other pinafore item that's got quite a lot of detail in it. You know, the more detail you've got, or the more different parts to a uniform, the more expensive it is. And also you might have uniform that can only be bought from one place. So the more that you have uniforms that can only be sourced from one area, that does tend to drive the cost up. Not 100%, but it does tend to drive the cost up a bit.
And how are people dealing with these prices? I mean, I imagine there's obviously a large portion who are just buying them, otherwise they'd probably be cheaper. But people who can't afford them or have difficulty affording them, how are they managing, especially because their kids, you know, have to have the uniform to go to school?
Well, I mean, our study looked at what people felt about what was happening with uniform costs, as well as what they actually did. Because people paying, what you said, people paying for uniform, that's only half the story. We don't see the trade-offs. We don't see what they go without behind that decision. So people just paying for uniform might be a little bit misleading. So what we found is that in our study, 20% of students felt that cost was a concern for them and their families, but only 10% reported that they didn't pay up front. They had to use some kind of deferred payment or a loan or get some kind of grant or charitable intervention. So there is a group of people who are paying going without in some other way. Yeah, so we found from our study that a small but concerning number were missing out on school. They might be sharing a uniform with a sibling. If they've only got one set of clothes and they're not laundered overnight, or they can't be dry in time, then they'll skip school. Or if they've got parts of their uniform missing. So what you will find is families will buy an item time, you know, as they can afford it, because they can't afford the upfront cost, or if something wears out or the child grows out of the uniform, they'll have to wait until that item can be replaced. So that does tend to cause absence as well, which is concerning, given that one of the reasons that we have uniform in the first place is to increase access to education. back in the day when we instituted free state education. The policymakers of the time noticed that some children were not turning up because they were ashamed of the clothes that they had to wear. And so what they did was say, have a uniform, and that's going to have an affordable set of clothes. You're going to iron out the difference, the worst of those differences in clothing that signal wealth or poverty, and you're going to create a uniform look, some kind of sense of belonging. And at the moment, when there are students who can't afford the uniform or families where the cost of uniform is a burden, that very access that you're trying to achieve is being undermined.
And I wanted to talk about the demographics here as well, because you imagine that the schools with more expensive uniforms tend to be located in wealthier areas. How does this problem, I guess, affect people across multiple demographics of society? Is it all located in one place, or is it spread out?
Well, the study that we did, the feasibility study we did, looked at three co-ed schools in the Greater Wellington area, and they happened to be across the Equity Index, which is the replacement of the decile system. And we had, so the response from the most well-off school, the school where most of the students were quite well-off, that found that, you know, 20% of those students knew that uniform cost was a worry for their families. So even in very well-off or relatively well-off settings, it's still an issue. We interviewed school leaders as well as or part of our research, and they all said that they were aware that the cost of uniform was a barrier, that there were mechanisms within the school, loan uniforms, hardship funds, etc., but that relies on people signalling that they're unable to afford it. And some people are so ashamed of their situation, not being able to provide this basic for their child, that they don't. So it's a really, really sensitive and tricky issue.
And so when we're looking now forward at the kinds of solutions that we could be seeing, or the kinds of, maybe not solutions, but sort of amendments that could make things easier on parents and families, there's two main organisations that can have influence, obviously school boards, but also the government. What kind of changes would you like to see, and the people you talk to in your study like to see, that could sort of alleviate the cost pressures on families?
Well, from a board point of view, I mean, it's about the community speaking with their parent representatives on the board, with their principals and teachers, and letting them know the effect that the cost of the uniform has on the students, the family budget, the attendance, because ultimately it's the boards that decide the makeup of the school uniform. So immediately a school board could look at its uniform requirements and see, could we, within our current requirements, is there something we could do to make it simpler and more affordable? You know, we require a blazer. Well, could that be deferred until, say, year 11, where the young person has possibly stopped growing, you know, so you're not looking at trying to replace a big expensive item. Could you possibly, if you'd like to have blazers for certain formal occasions, could they be, if you're representing the school, for example, could the school buy some blazers and then rent them out so that families don't have to buy it? You could also, schools are obliged to review the uniform supply regularly, and also just to make sure that the uniform is still meeting the community's needs, maybe review the uniform with an eye to cost or with an eye to complexity, because generally the fiddlier the uniform, the more expensive it is. At the moment, from the government point of view, the government has got rules about uniform, but it's very light touch. They've got the Commerce Commission and the Human Rights Commission that have guidelines on uniform, but are very reactive. So it will require somebody to complain for any action to be taken. There's not, from my understanding, there's not any proactive oversight because those agencies are obviously working within their limited resources. So perhaps either resourcing them or doing a bit more substantial work around the barriers to education that are associated with compulsory items. And we know that uniform, devices and stationery are kind of really important to get to school, but they're not, the government doesn't really take a solid policy stance on them. So they could look at their equity index information. They've got very good information about the characteristics of different school populations, and they could, say, increase the operational budget to some of those schools to subsidise uniform costs in some way. For families who are eligible for work and income loans for expenses like uniform, that's just money that has to be robbed from one place to pay another place. So it would be amazing if that could be a grant that doesn't have to be paid back. And you could think of it as an investment in a young person's education, not as a cost to the country. And it could also be really helpful if the government took a more proactive overview. At the moment, the best information they have about school uniform is based on financial reporting, what uniform stock schools carry. But we know that more and more schools are outsourcing uniform supply to third parties, to the suppliers themselves, and they're not carrying stock themselves. So it probably undercounts the number of schools that have uniforms. And just to get some idea of the costs of uniform, because even though a school uniform itself has no direct impact on academic achievement, it seems to be creating a barrier to access. And if you think you're investing all this money in education, why would, and we know that some schools require students to wear a school uniform, why would you know not very much about that requirement? That this feasibility study we've done shows creates a great deal of worry among some significant minority and actually stops some children coming to school. It's definitely worthwhile having a look at what could be done to support and invest in our young people.
That was public health lecturer Dr. Johanna Rady speaking to me about the costs of school uniforms and the associated impact on students.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.